Yeah, hey guys. So I have Mike Kent here today, and Mike's been training with us since just started before the new year, was it? Sometime in December.
Yeah, December.
And Mike's got a huge background in fitness, professional sports, and he and his fiance have now decided to sort of join up with us back then. And I'm really interested to hear what Mike has to say about the program and just a little bit more about his experience about it, so that you guys can, again, get a sense of what it's like to be part of the gym, what it's like to walk in, maybe if you've been training beforehand. Either way, let's dive in, and thanks a lot for coming.
Yeah, no worries at all, yeah. So,
what was the main reason that you were looking at doing something like this in the beginning?
Interesting question. I think I had real misconceptions about CrossFit.
Yeah.
And that would be to do a lot with people that are involved in strength and conditioning.
Yeah.
Also looking at injury, talking about injuries, the amount of injuries that CrossFit have.
Yep.
Etc. So I always moved away from it, but I was very used to it doing it from rugby, but not to the level here. So, but I needed something else apart from just doing weights at the gym, where I was going to get pushed myself, and also the coaching element and learning new skills. So that's a big thing for me. So it was the for me, it was coming in, looking at the program and speaking to other people prior to me coming here, one of them being Dave Bowden, and looking at the massive change in Dave. Huge change.
He's done really well.
Exceptional.
He was in last night. He's done, so well.
Phenomenal. And I've known Dave all my life, footballing together, cycling together.
Amazing.
So, so it's really, really good for me. And also, I also think it was the worry that my weaknesses would be shown up.
Got it. Okay. And how did you find that in the beginning? Well, how have you found that?
Initially, frustration.
Yeah.
That would be fair to say. Frustration partly on my shoulder.
Yeah.
For those that don't know, I've got a shoulder replacement, but I'm sure everybody knows that because the coaches normally mention it, saying, we'll work around that, we'll do something different. So there's always that.
Do you find that that's...
That's good.
Do you like that?
Yeah, I do, because I look at it... So if we talk about the frustration first, the frustration for me was seeing people doing exercises that I know... I used to be able to do no problem at all.
Yeah.
Knowing that I've now got to adapt and work out an exercise in order to facilitate my injury, but not try and compete with others. Because, in all honesty, there's some of the girls here, you look at them and they're lifting so well and exceptional weights. You know, really, they are lifting some great weights, and but I think it's like I said the other night, I think on somebody had made a comment on the phone, and I said, every time you walk in the gym, it's an achievement, but it's also your goals, it's not everybody else's. The benefit of coming into a group such as all the different classes I come in, because I don't think I've ever been in the class where everybody's been exactly the same, is everybody strives to push themselves to the best of their ability, trying to achieve small goals, which in some cases are big goals. If you can understand that.
Yeah, no, completely. So what you like about it is the fact that someone is... They're achieving little wins each time they come in.
Yeah, because, you know, ex-military, I've done courses with the Marines, I've done rope climbing, I've done all the kind of tests for the Gladiators when it was the original Gladiators, which I passed.
Did you get?
No, I got to the video interview. And I got told afterwards I wouldn't get through, because I was another 4 stone heavier than the winner the year before. He said you wouldn't get through. It wouldn't be good TV. But you know they're
you passed all the tests.
Yeah. So the test was a you had to do an 800 meter run. Mm-hmm. In 2:22, if I remember.
That's going some. Is that on a track or is it like...
No, it's on a
treadmill.
On a treadmill. So I
forget. Oh, that's horrible on a treadmill.
So that's horrible.
Yeah.
Then you had to do 10 pull-ups.
Okay. Strict.
Strict.
Yeah. That's good.
Then you had to do a rope climb.
Yeah.
Which took me back. So when you know the rope climb, but what you had to do, you had to go up the rope, then you had to come down the rope. You weren't allowed to touch the floor, and then you had to go back up the rope.
Got it. Yeah.
Then you had to do.
So you had to be proficient in those kind of.
Yeah. So then you had to do the monkey bars.
Cool.
Triangulator or whatever they call it.
Oh yeah, you got the spinning. Did you?
Yeah, they didn't do the spinning. No, they'd done the bars to start
with. Bars. Yeah. Got it.
And then you had to do. A minute defending and a minute attacking with the pugil stick.
Oh, cool.
So, really, it didn't bother me. So, I did the defending to start with, then attacking. But I'd done some training with that where I'd used a barbell and with some weights on it. So, I practiced that. Actually, the guy that run the Gladiators was a guy called Gary Towers, who was a prison officer. So he trained them all. I think after I failed, and then about a month later, I ended up down in London on a course, and I had one of the parts of the course that I had to do was a what they call a shield run.
Okay. And
I lined up, and next to me was the guy that won the Gladiator the year before.
Really?
He won it the year before, so he and I had to do a 500 metre shield run, along with that loads of other people, and he was strong and he was fast. Was he? Yeah, and he pulled away from me about the last 50 metres.
Goodness.
But he was good. I mean, you've got to remember, I'm not an endurance athlete like that, really. No. I'm more of a sprinter. So, yeah. So
yeah, 500 metre run is uncomfortable.
Yeah, very
it's just far enough that you have to give it all your welly, but you have to breathe. It's just hitting that glycolytic pathway. It's not pleasant.
No. So so that was so the rope climbing. So when I come in,
you've done a lot of trek. Yeah, okay. Yeah,
so the rope climbing that I did back within the days of the forces, and then you've come in with a couple of techs where Darren's shown some techniques and Tyler's shown some techniques. And you look at it, and initially, my shoulder was just giving in. And then one day I came in, and for whatever reason, it just clicked back in my mind. And I just watched what Tyler had shown me and watched what Darren had shown me, and I thought, yeah, I can do this. And I didn't let it, and I just flicked it away. I was up and down the ropes. So when we done the tests, when we're doing the... as many reps as possible. I forget what it was that day, but going up and down the rope. I love getting up and down the rope now. So it's just, but I do learn to wear. In fact, I've done it with Jack one day.
You've got to make sure you've got long socks.
Well, long socks. I was all right, but Jack stupidly was wearing long trousers, so he's slipping.
Oh.
So they're slipping all the time. So so you learn things, but you see some. You look at some of the guys and girls here and you think, well, I've got to be better. And you look at them and sometimes they're phenomenal. And, you know, it's really amazing what they're doing and they're pushing themselves. And What I do like about it is there's different gradings or scalings, as you call them, for each individual. I always try to look, if I can do RX as much, if my shoulder allow me to do it, I'll try and do that level. But if not, I'll always try and put myself into the intermediate. Just to push myself. And, you know, I've got to remember, I'm not getting any younger. But, you know, what kicks into me from doing coaching, etc., is once I'm finished, that's not the end of it. It's everybody else has got to finish. Yeah. So I like to go and...
Encourage, actually, that's one thing I noticed. You tend to go, you go and go give them encouragement. Yeah.
Because I think Tyler was doing something the other day and he was joining in the class and he still had a 400 metre run to do. And he came back and just finished it, and I ran with him.
You ran with him. Yeah, that was the session. Yeah, it was a few weeks ago, wasn't it?
And I was saying to him, you've got to breathe, you've got to breathe. Hold your breath.
He was suffering through that. Yeah.
He was, yeah. And but you say he suffers, but you watch him do exercise and pull-ups or, you know.
He's good.
And he's good. And he doesn't even get out of breath. And I'm thinking, I just wish I could do that. I was watching a video last night with him doing pull-ups and handstands. Well... Mm-hmm. I used to be able to walk on my hands, these handstands.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
I couldn't, my shoulder's too weak now for even me to get up into, try and get into that position.
Yeah.
But I will always try and work around it and strike. So
it's that positioning, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just weakness. And it's just...
When did you have it done?
5 years ago. But it's...
Was it up until that point? Was it like constantly painful?
Oh, awful. Awful.
Really?
But since I've had it done, fantastic. The surgeon that done it, Mr. Hill, was brilliant. But it got so strong, one day I threw the ball for the dog and I tore my supraspinatus. So hence why I now constantly have physio.
Was it a complete tear or did you rehab it?
Rehabbed it, but it's a partial tear. So it's like there's not a lot you can do about it.
No.
And though I'm still seeing Mr. Hill when he wants to see me again, begin of April, there's not a lot he's going to do about it. And there's people who are in more need of surgery than a guy that wants to keep fit.
Sure. Yeah.
Sadly.
Well, it's like me. You know, the guy I went and saw the surgeon about my hip, and he was like, look, it's actually better today than it was 12 months ago based on the scans and the x-rays.
Yeah.
He was like, there's no need, you don't need to, you know, it's in pinch, but you don't need to, you don't need to get operated. I was like, great, cool. I'm just got to go and work harder on my own rehab and mobility.
And you talk about rehab, so that is one of the things that I would say for anybody that's considering CrossFit. As long as you go to a ratified kind of CrossFit gym with... you know, CrossFit coaches, certified CrossFit coaches, who are going to go through. It's very much like when the coaches are coaching or demonstrating, it goes back to qualities of a good instructor, and that's confidence, manner, attitude, diligence, and enthusiasm.
Yeah.
But it's also what I used to call EDIP. So explanation, demonstration, imitation, practice.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's they talk about that on all their coaching courses.
So they talk about that. So what you're trying to do, so you're looking about the EDIP. So it's very good. So you can visualise.
It's really good.
Because I learn from visualising and looking at something. So last week when you were doing it, you broke... I forget what we're doing now.
Was it the hang power clean?
Hang power clean. So you were going through that stage by stage and I could pick it up. And I was watching, I was thinking, well, how does it do that? How
God, can I get... you really like the demos. That's really...
I like the demos, and also you can pick up. So sometimes you might see me stop, and I most probably look more at this, I'd look at the left end where some are more of the RX type people.
It's funny that actually, where we're in the gym, we tend to get, you're right, it's kind of, they tend to come in first.
Or they go to the back.
Yeah, so it's always...
So it's always good for me to
go and watch
them. Yeah. And
so you're more of a visual learner.
Yeah. So I learn off them and I think, well, yeah, I could do that. And then, so I've got to adapt it to what my shoulder can play. So if we talk about how my shoulder is, if I do it, and this is one of the things, prior to me coming here, up until the first, maybe the first 2-3 weeks, I was still getting, and I still, don't get me wrong, I do get pain in my shoulder if I've had a heavy session, etc. Yeah. But if I was doing weights at the gym, specific weights, i.e. say chest and triceps, back and biceps, legs, you know, shoulder work, maybe 2 days later when the DOMS kicked in, my shoulder would be sore and...
You feel it sort of internally, kind
internally,
of...
Internally, yeah, okay. Like trying to move.
That's not pleasant.
And it's not pleasant. No. And it's still today, I mean, though I've run last night, I mean, it's, I'd have to warm it up fully before I train. But since I've been doing the exercise, like power cleans and other exercises and... where I'm not doing so much chest pressing, I still do it at the gym, I do it once a week, but where I'd most probably spend a little bit more time on doing that and not so much concentrating on my lats, my shoulders, my traps, it seems to have improved. My shoulder seems to have improved.
So where you focused on engaging these, your lats and traps, so keeping it a bit more organised.
Yeah, so it's more functionality. So it's all. So if you look at some of the exercises, you know, you teach us and promote, i.e. there's certain things I can't do, like thrusters. I'd love to be able to do them, but it doesn't work.
It's the disparity between the strength on one side, isn't it?
Yeah.
You can do, you'd be able to do dumbbell thrusters, but so, just with... two different weights.
Yeah, we'll see. And then if I use the kettlebells, if I do the two versions, i.e. the American and the Russian, Darren, the other week, he went, no, I don't think so, Mike, pick up the heavier one.
Cool.
So he said, he...
That's good.
So he said to me, pick it up. And I messaged him, thanked him for pushing me, because otherwise I would have chosen the path of least resistance, which...
Sometimes you need eyes on, just to kind of mention, come on.
Yeah, why don't you do that? So, yeah, that's what it did.
It's really good, isn't it, when you get someone...
Yeah, so they're looking at you and they're going, no, I don't think so, get on with it. You know, and you, sometimes you need that. That's what you need. Not, he wasn't saying kind of, but he's saying, no, I don't think so, Mike, I think you can go up. And then, so for instance, I look at you talk about strengths and weaknesses in a team. Okay, we all have strengths and weaknesses. And so I was working with young Seb this week, which was emotional.
Seb's strong, he's strong all round.
He's
amazing.
But
he's 19 though.
Yeah. I was a lot stronger on the kettlebells.
Were you? Because of his back. Yes.
So I was a lot stronger on those, where he, and then we'd done the exercise where we had to do I think we were doing one arm carries with a dumbbell.
Yeah.
Which again I found difficult.
Yep.
Because of my shoulder, so I can only do it in one arm, and then we had to do the carry. And I thought, well, I'm going to do 12s and I'm going to do 24s. And I did them, and I kept ahead of him. I thought, I've got ahead of him now. So that was my goal, not to let him catch up with
me. That's really good.
So he's good. I mean, I like
so we get that intensity working as a pair.
Yeah, so I like working with him. I do like working with him. Yeah, I like working with all. I worked with Joe last week. So I have strengths and weaknesses, like doing the GHDs, which I think are hair straightener. All I can think of is hair straighteners every time they say that.
Yeah, I know. Glute hand developers, that's what they're short for.
Whereas I've used them the opposite way around.
Yeah, face down hip extensions, back extensions,
And also for lowering down to do hamstrings.
So the hamstring curl.
Yeah, so I've got to say, you know, it's helped me develop and... I now go to the gym and I look at the exercises I'm doing and I will try and work on some of those when I'm at the gym doing those exercises. Frustrated, yes, still frustrated because my shoulder, because I know for a fact that if my shoulder was, you know, if it was... didn't have that tear, and I still may not be able to do what I could do, but that's me frustrated, that's not frustrated in the process.
Frustrated more with yourself.
Correct.
That is very, that's very similar to, you know, even me when I, when I'm the other week when I was deadlifting and Tyler came up to me and said, like, Archie, you're deadlifting at the roundabout. And I was like, yeah, you're right. So I put it on blocks. But it really annoyed me because I physically couldn't do it. Yeah. But it's like, but there's nothing I can do about that. Like, right now, it's better than it was, but there's like, I have to just accept that that's where I'm at. And it takes a bit of dealing with, and I had to take have a quiet word with myself after that, or during it, because I was like, I need to just get over this. But I'm struggling emotionally to think about it, because I used to be able to lift off the floor.
Yeah.
And there's just not a lot I can do.
You know, I look at things when I used to be able to, I used to be benching 120 to 140 kilos.
Wow.
And I'm lucky now, I'm really happy by putting a barbell and 220 plates on. Mm-hmm. And if I can do 10 of those,
that's huge.
I'm ecstatic.
Yeah.
But there was a couple of exercises where I kind of, I was quite frustrated with myself because I think I can do them. But, you know, ultimately, at the end of the day, I work around it. I feel better for it. Do I feel that I've lost body fat? Yes, I do, most probably. But I've most probably gained a little bit of muscle mass. So my weight has kind of stayed steady at about 97.5 to 98. So it doesn't really affect me in the sense that we're hopefully coming out of this rainy, horrible weather.
So I'm going to get out on the bike a bit more.
I've been out on the bike and I'm relatively strong. Went out up Harting Hill the other day, no problems at all. Overtook this guy, going up there and had a chat with him as we were going past him. But I know for a fact, in the words of one of my friends, I will lose a bit of timber.
Mm-hmm.
I will lose a bit of timber by going out on the bike. But what I can say is by doing a lot more of the CrossFit type HIIT, if you want to put it as HIIT, or kind of, you know, where cardio aerobic type stuff, it has helped my cycling, especially on sprint wise. It's definitely
helped. It's made you a bit more explosive.
Yeah, on the flat and on the undulate, you know, I'm going to be strong.
Cool.
You know, you and I are never going to be climbers.
Sure, no.
We're never going to be climbers on the, on a bike. But yeah, I've got to say, it's a benefit, and it's good to see the community. Well, because it is a community. It's like it's a club. It's it's a club that they come to, and they're all happy to come to, and everybody's pleased to come to. And you always look at everybody because they're always like, oh god, what exercise we've got today. I know sometimes I've asked yourselves, you know, what are we doing this week? And Darren put it out last week. It's not that I want to, and most probably the same for other people, it's not that I don't want to come to a certain session when I see
you. You want to know what you're looking forward to.
But I want to know so last night I knew for a fact, because I wasn't doing it today, I knew for a fact that I could run last night.
Yeah, oh, okay, got it. So you know what you need to be doing.
So I know what I need to be doing. You know, Saturday mornings, I love the Saturday morning sessions because if the weather's decent, bang, I'm gone. Yeah. I'm straight out on my bike afterwards. That's the only reason I kind of, and I know you've taken him off there, but I think it's good for me to see because I'm really looking forward to the session tomorrow. My only issue with the session tomorrow, which is for the benefit of the podcast, I know for a fact is dumbbell power cleans
okay.
with burpees.
Yeah.
So
we need to vary the reps.
The power cleans I'm not bothered about. It's the burpees, and I think you've seen me when I've been doing the burpees and then jump up. So
just one arm.
If I go down, if I have a bench where I'm not pushing down and mm-hmm. using so much pressure on my
mm-hmm.
on my supraspinatus, then I can get up, and it's good for me for that. So
you just need to get it's just adapting the it's adapting the training.
I think what we did the other night, and everybody was looking around, and they were all, and where we were doing the row, you know, you had to do the box jumps,
push-ups, and the
push-ups and the rower. Well, I was working with Mike, and I'm okay at rowing. I think you used to have Grant Lillywhite used to come here.
Yes, a long time ago.
And Grant's an exceptional rower.
Yeah.
An exceptional rower. And he could do like 19 strokes.
Oh no, he was powerful. Yeah, he's really unbelievable. Powerful.
And I couldn't get anywhere near him.
Yeah.
But yeah, so the rowing for me the other day, I loved it.
Amazing.
So yeah, otherwise, yeah, I've got to say it's a benefit for me. It's great to see the changes in people. It's great to see, you know, it's what I do like about it is everything's not about aesthetics.
Yeah,
you see so much on social media.
I know
we
talk about transformations, but yeah, it's not so much about that. It's more about the what can you do?
Yeah, because you know, at the end of it, you can look at things that aesthetically. Let's talk about Ronnie Coleman. Ronnie Coleman looked absolutely fantastic. However, because he didn't do things right, he's an absolute mess.
Yeah.
As are a lot of other professional athletes.
Which I think a lot of CrossFit athletes, they tend to be quite functional, like right throughout, as long as they don't overtrain.
Yeah, I think one of the exercises you were doing the other day, which are, you know, pistol squats.
Yesterday. Well, but all that stuff.
Single, fantastic. It's about
developing balance and creating it and isolating where the imbalances are, because that's when you can start to really improve, is by working on those imbalances.
Yeah, and that's, for me, it's not working on your strengths, it's working on your weaknesses.
Yeah.
So, hill climbing on a bike for me
is tough,
but I love it. And I'm going to Lanzarote in a couple of weeks' time, going on hills like Tabiesca.
Mm-hmm.
And though I know them, I just love the challenge of going up them.
Amazing.
So I've got to say it's been good. So thus far for us, and
awesome.
I know Ali's really enjoyed it. She's obviously just frustrated because
the skiing accident. But I mean, you know, testament to Ali. I mean, I saw her today, she's just in the car park while she was getting some treats. But she was saying, you know, her knees, you know, even though that, you know, it takes a while to, you know, soft tissue damage when you have an injury like that, it takes a while. I think, you know, the fact that she was so strong, I think, protected her.
I think
it could have been a lot worse if she was.
She's so frustrated.
One of things.
Because she sees everybody else. But again,
you comparison talk about, trap is always going to catch you up.
Yeah, you talk about adaptation, and you know, she's adapted. She's she can't do the run, so she'll just go, or she couldn't do the run. She's done the ski erg or bike. So she'll adapt to.
And she can do a lot. Like she can, but there's so much you can do, but without pushing that joint. So I think she mentioned today she was doing the first set of squats, which is good.
Because she has PT with Caroline. Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, and yeah, I've got to say, I think people's misconception. I think a PT that I was working with, he was very kind of anti CrossFit.
I always like those.
And I just think it's because I myself personally, I think it's because there's this misconception of what people are going to do and what they're going to achieve. So, that's what the problem is.
Yeah, it's understanding that you can adapt to it.
But if you look at CrossFit and you look at gladiators,
mm-hmm.
and you look at Hydrox, is that
Hydrox, guys,
Hydrox,
yeah.
That is just a modern version of what gladiators was. You have to just look at the gladiators that are on TV now. Everything they do training-wise, will be CrossFit type work for their strength and fitness. So yeah,
there you go.
Very, very good. Yeah.
Well, Mike, thank you so much for coming.
No worries at all.
Massively appreciate it. Thank you so much.
No worries.
Thank you very much guys for listening, making it this far. That is phenomenal. And we will sign off at the half hour. All right. Cheers, guys. We'll see you in the next one.